This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's our Skype username for you as well. You can call in on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Plus our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is where we just had Gene the Christian Anarchist a moment ago. Sounded like almost like he's sitting in the studio with us here. You can sound that good too if you hop on our Discord server at Discord.LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
So tonight we've been talking about a study the Gallup organization has been doing for close to two decades at this point, finding that Americans are now at a low point. 47% of them describe themselves as extremely proud to be Americans. There are other categories, of course, that folks were given to choose, including 25% saying they are very proud, 16% moderately proud, 7% saying they're only a little proud, and 3% saying not at all proud. So we've been getting people calling in throughout the show tonight to kind of talk about where they're at with whatever pride, and what does it even mean to have pride in America?
Or a country, period.
Or a country, or, you know, is America a country, or is it a plot of land? Is it a mindset? So what do you mean when you say you're proud of that thing? But let's break it down a little bit further here. According to the study, 32% of Democrats, down from 43% in 2017 and 56% in 2013, are extremely proud.
How much in 2013?
2013, it was 56% of Democrats were extremely proud.
So, our guy isn't in office anymore, so we're upset about it? Okay.
Right.
The decline preceded the election of Donald Trump, however, but has accelerated in the past year. Less than half of independents, 42%, are also extremely proud. That's down slightly from 48% just 1 year ago and 50% in 2013. The combined 72% who are both either extremely proud or very proud to be Americans is also at its lowest point in Gallup's almost two decades of asking the question. Now, as has typically been the case, Republicans are more inclined to say they are extremely proud to be Americans than are Democrats and independents. 74% of Republicans are currently extremely proud, which is numerically the highest over the last 5 years. Although that said, when you look at the graph that they have of Republicans, independents, and Democrats, Republicans have been relatively steady throughout the last several years. So it was 71% in 2013, 68% 2015, 68% 2016, and then up to 72 and 74%. So, I mean, not a significant decline or a raise as far as... So even during Obama, Republicans were pretty gung-ho proud to be Americans.
I have read liberal authors that say things to the effect of patriotism isn't very smart or something. So I get the idea that, you know, liberals, and, you know, these are people that call them, that self-identify as progressives, right? Mm-hmm. That progressives just don't consider patriotism to be very smart or very good. Now, what it is that they cling to, you know, what are these ideas that without reason or rationality that they cling to, I'm not entirely sure. I suspect they think socialism works.
Or organic food, lattes, and avocado toast.
Yep, and vaccines are probably bad for them, right?
I think that's split across the political landscape for sure. Yeah, that's a weird one, actually.
Now, they do an interesting second breakdown here of the numbers. So we looked at Republicans and Democrats and independents, but they also asked people whether they were conservative or liberal. So instead of just looking at one sort of metric of what people would describe as, they looked at conservative, liberal, moderate. And when you look at those numbers, it's very, very different. So again, at Democrats, you've got right now 32% of Democrats saying they're extremely proud right now, which is down quite a bit over the last several years. But if you look at people describing themselves as liberal, politically liberal, it's 23%. So even fewer of people self-describing as liberals are extremely proud. Whereas, again, the conservatives, kind of just about on par with where they've been since 2013. 2013, 65% of conservatives said they were extremely proud, and today, 65% of conservatives with only a minor wavering between them.
Isn't that what it means to be conservative, is that your views don't change?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the definition of conservative?
It's a good point.
I think conservative is sort of a hearkening back to some time when things were better, you know, whatever your idea of whatever was better.
You don't want to change from that period of time. So it's like 5 years ago we were 65%. Harkening back to 5 years ago, we're still 65%.
But wouldn't most of the people that would call themselves progressives still harken back to, I don't know, the 1950s and say unions were better and all those other things? So
I don't think anymore. I don't think that the wide progressive movement is very much about the unions anymore. I mean, if they were about the unions, they're not very much about the working class anymore. It seems like most.
What are they about now?
It's not work. It's kind of like
social justice.
Social justice, identity politics. Now it's really universal basic income. I'm actually
right. Who wants to work when you can get universal basic income?
Actually am seeing a lot of things online now, Twitter, and particularly like millennials who are identifying as this new democratic socialist thing that is like, who are saying work is actually oppression. The fact that you have to work actually means that you are being oppressed, and
that's not a new concept for them, but it's interesting. You're saying it's a shift in what they're focusing on.
It's not a new concept for anyone, because I think we probably all felt that way when we were like 7 or 8 years old.
This universal basic income thing is becoming ubiquitous in the news.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh,
by the way, we should mention you host a show, Vin.
I do.
The Vin Armani Show.
Yes.
Which happens, is it still Mondays?
Mondays, yep. Every Monday. Well, it's 10 a.m. Pacific because it started in Nevada,
yep.
In Las Vegas where I was. But I guess that's what, 1 p.m. here, yes.
And people would know you from?
From Gigolos on Showtime. I was on that
six
seasons, yeah.
You go to VinArmani.com.
Yeah.
And you can check out the show there. It is, of course, available, you know, after the fact, not just live. You can watch it on YouTube. And do you get a blog? Do you do blog posts on the site?
I don't do blog posts on the site, but I'm very, very active on Twitter.
That's right. You're constant on Twitter.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle?
Vin Armani.
Just Vin Armani. Okay. That's what I thought. So check them out. VinArmani.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Just another quick rundown. At the very end here, they've got the breakdown of further categories and demographics. 51%. This is for 2018. 51% of men are extremely proud to be Americans. 44% of women, 54% of whites, 33% of non-whites. When you break it down by age group, it's the elderly folks, the retirees, 65 and older, who are 58% of extreme pride. People between the ages of 50 and 64 at 56% of extreme for extreme pride. 30 to 49, that would be what, partially millennial, partially Gen Xers. They're at 42% of extreme pride. Go down to 18 to 29, and you're at 33% of extreme pride to be an American. And finally, the last breakdown they give you is between college graduates and non-college graduates, where it's 39% of college graduates have extreme pride and 52% of non-college graduates.
That might be telling.
To your calls and thoughts here, we go to John. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Yeah, I'm extremely proud to be an American. I mean,
all right. Why?
The United States, I mean, you got to understand, we are the bounty of the Enlightenment. I mean, there's a lot of countries, there are a lot of people, I would say not really countries, but this New World Order thing would love to see the United States go and our constitutional freedom go. Me and you have had arguments about that before where you don't really respect the Constitution.
No. I like a lot of the ideas in the Constitution, but tell me, which of the constitutional freedoms that were outlined in the Bill of Rights are still intact today, fully intact?
I think they would be, but we've had problems with the Republican and Democrats have basically hijacked our judicial system and undermined the meaning of the Constitution with this living document stuff. It's not a living document.
So you acknowledge that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights have basically been gutted and are no longer in effect?
Well, I did not say that. You said that. I think they are in effect and they are under attack. And one of the worst things that we could ever do is have people question whether or not that it is valid every time that you...
Is it the Enlightenment about... Is it the Enlightenment about questioning?
Yeah, don't... Thou shalt not question the authority.
Hold on, John. We'll bring you back here if you want to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, where you are welcome to question and encouraged to do so here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 or Skype in. A Skype username, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday
What's
show.
More profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can jump in and hop in, sound like you're right here in the studio with us. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
Hey, are you a cryptocurrency advocate? Well, I know that we are here on Free Talk Live, but maybe if you're into crypto and you want to get other people into it, you need some tools. And one of the best ones I've seen is the Crypto Tip. It's an ideal outreach tool to help people who are new to crypto discover what it is. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, for instance, preferably in addition to a good cash tip, because then they'll take it seriously and actually look at it. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of what cryptocurrency is, how to install a wallet, and then will allow them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, no worries. You get your tip refunded to you after a time period that you specify. And if they do claim the tip, you'll receive an email alert letting you know that you did so. And there's even a little admin page for your tips where, you know, let's say I'm out, I leave a tip. I left one at Subway this week, and I asked the girl what her name was. And so then when I left, I put it in my little admin panel because each tip is unique with a number on it. And I said, oh, I wrote this, you know, gave this tip out at Subway, and I gave it to this girl and, you know, wrote her name down. And so if she cashes it in or if she redeems it, I'll get an email that's then I can click over and see, oh, it was her at the Subway that, you know, did that. And then if I wanted to, I could go follow up with her and see if she had any questions about it. So you can create as many tips as you want. Right now it's Dash only, but at some point we may be adding some extra cryptos in there. The site's currently in beta. Cryptotip.org, that's cryptotip.org. Let's go back to John in Indianapolis. He is extremely proud, he says, one of the 47% of Americans, a record low number of Americans describe themselves as extremely proud to be an American, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so please, John, go ahead. John?
Yeah.
Hey, we got you.
I didn't know you were going to leave me on, but anyways,
here you are.
I've been traveling overseas the last two winters, and the one thing I've noticed is that one of the things that bothers me the most is what you got CNN playing everywhere. I mean, I'm sitting in the Philippines, I'm in Hong Kong, and you got CNN on TV. They're poisoning the minds of people all over the world with this globalism stuff and, you know, talking bad about America. But the one thing I do know that people are interested in us and they like us. And I'll tell you, when I was talking to Europeans who were vacationing in some of the areas I was in, I was proud to say I was an American. I mean, I was really proud to say, hey, I'm an American. I'm from the United States. I'm a U.S. American.
A lot of people are able to differentiate between Americans as individuals and American government. A lot of people can tell the difference. Some people might lump them all together, but many people know that just because you're from this plot of land doesn't mean that you agree with everything the government does.
They love
a lot of people love American movies, and they love American fast food, and you
love American tourists.
Sure.
They think we're great. I mean, there's the thing about, I mean, as long as, I mean, I'm a good person. So, I mean, I'm a good tipper. One of the things I felt like that I needed to do is, you know, when you're in third world countries, tip well. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. I mean, it really says a lot about us because, you know, they step back and they go, hey, we really like these people, these Americans. And I mean, I think that that's really important when you're traveling. Make sure you tip people.
I think that's good advice, John. I will agree with you on that much, and I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Remember, I don't know if you were there at the time. I went to that taco truck when we were down in Acapulco, and I'm throwing pesos around like they're nothing. Because
is this the one that was on the hotel?
This was the taco
grounds?
Truck that was near the, I don't remember any of the names of these places, but it was near the venue that we were at, in Acapulco. It was at that same location as the restaurant we went to, but it was just on site serving tacos at lunchtime. And Laura and I went down there, and I wanted to have, you know, a regular Mexican Coca-Cola. I wanted to see what it was like, and turns out
the sugar, the real sugar.
It tastes the same to me, but okay. I'm sure everybody is shocked at their radios right now, but it didn't taste that different to me. I can't drink a whole one, but you know, I did try it out and see. But I was, you know, I was throwing pesos around like they're nothing because they are.
That's right.
And I forgot my laptop bag there.
Yeah.
And you know I paid way too much for my computer, my laptop computer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy, this guy who's probably living on...
You didn't leave that at a taco truck. You left that at the taqueria.
No, I left at the taco truck.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you left it at the taqueria because I was there when it happened. It was the taqueria where we sat out there and they had like a TV outside and, you know, they were very
Maybe you
nice.
Left it twice.
You went back and got it and he was like running up to give it to you or whatever, right?
Okay. Anyway, the guy who makes very little per day is running up and giving my laptop, which it, had he sold it, would probably have kept him for a good month.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Good people, man. I enjoyed my time down there. And I think I heard that Anarchapulco 2019 is already getting put together. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we've got a copy for it already.
Yeah, they reached out to me. Yeah, they sent me some stuff for my show as well.
So you going back?
I'm going.
Next year?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'll be
very
there.
Good. All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll tell you more
I'm
about
I'm glad to know that I'm not a bad American just for traveling outside the United States.
Let's continue here. We go to Keith. He's in Philadelphia. Keith, are you listening on the radio in Philadelphia?
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for your show. Yeah, God bless. You know, I've lived all over the world. I lived in India and Europe. I studied in Poland and traveled all throughout the world. And America is great. I love this country. In fact, it's a constitutional republic, and we're not a democracy. The fact of the matter is a republic has fixed laws. So, for example, if 99.9% of the people believe that it is okay to kill a certain type of a person, it's still wrong in America. That makes us
What if the people great. That do the killing are politicians or the people that are employed by the politicians?
Well, okay, but you have to understand something here. In this country, we have a corporatocracy, and oligarchy has taken over what America was originally intended
Agreed.
To be by our fathers.
So it's not a republic anymore.
Yeah, it's not a constitutional
it's not a
republic.
Well, no, you have to understand that there still is a constitutional republic set in our bylaws, in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitutional Republic, and the Magna Carta is, you know, I mean, that predates all of our, you know, Constitution and Bill of Rights. However, MOTUS, I want to say that there was a law that was thrown out, habeas corpus. Uh-huh. Look up habeas corpus. When they threw that out, they threw the baby with the bathwater out. And our American Constitution, our congressmen and senators sold Americans out when
so
they got rid of that.
So it's still a constitutional republic?
Yes, I want to say that it's still viable.
I'd like to believe it was.
It's as much of a republic as the Republic of the People's Republic of North Korea.
Right.
How about that?
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far. I'm going to say that that's why we still
How about the People's Republic of China? How about,
isn't that communism? The people don't even have a voice over there.
I call that state capitalism, the best definition of state capitalism out there.
Well,
for China, for sure.
Fake capitalism, isn't fascism fake capitalism? It's the same thing. Fascism is run by corporate
Hold that
interest.
Thought, Keith. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income to will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned state officials on Saturday that the threat from Russia targeting U.S. elections has not dissipated. Nielsen spoke Saturday at the National Association of Secretaries of State in Philadelphia.
I think what they're trying to do, in my opinion, and I defer to the intel community, is just disrupt our belief and our own understanding of what's happening, right? It's an integrity issue of who is saying what and why, and how that may or may not affect an American's behavior and what they believe.
Twitter has suspended two accounts allegedly used by Russian intelligence officers to spread information hacked from the DNC computers and email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. An Arizona lawmaker apologized after he was caught on camera bragging to a sheriff's deputy how fast he drives. He said he sometimes goes 140 miles an hour. The lawmaker was pulled over for going 97 in a 55, but did not get a ticket. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial, toll free, join us right here. The number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can call on the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. We are, I think, now at year number 6 since Victimless Crime Spree was released. It was the summertime of 2012 when we put out what is arguably one of the best documentaries you'll ever see from a libertarian perspective. And I don't say that just because I really love the movie, although I do. Other people have told me that they really think it's like the best libertarian documentary. So check it out. It's free to watch over at victimlesscrimespree.com. But if you are a big fan, then you might want to order the Director's Cut DVD, because it is now out of print, and there are only about 100 copies available left for sale. If you want one of them, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Click on either DVD or order. One of those will get you there. You can get it through eBay, and you can get it through Open Bazaar, which so far no one has ordered one through Open Bazaar, but I hope it's working, because I have it running, and so you, in theory, should be able to. So maybe at some point somebody will test that out. But go to victimlesscrimespree.com and enjoy, because it's free. As we continue here, people calling in about their national pride, or pride in being an American. Are those the same things? Well, according to Gallup surveys, 47% in the United States now describe themselves as extremely proud. It is a record low number, extremely proud to be Americans. And Keith was on the line trying to explain to us that, and let me see if I can kind of recap this, that you believe that the United States was founded as a republic, but you've also admitted that it's basically been debased at all levels by the politicians, but yet that it still is a republic? I don't want to put words in your mouth, Keith.
Well, I'm not going to say all the politicians. I mean, there's always a few good ones.
Sure, Ron Paul.
That's what
they just get voted out.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron Paul and his son. I mean, the fact of the matter is yeah. that's what we sent Trump in there to do, to drain the swamp. And
how's that working out?
Is the corporate interest. We want to get rid of money controlling
our
political
system. How long
does it take to drain?
Isn't Trump,
we want the audited of the feds. We want the feds to be audited. We want the
is
IRS to be audited.
Did well, Trump promise that?
That's what we're trying to. Well, he did mention it during in Cleveland, I know, in one of his political,
So how long does it take to drain a swamp? I mean, because if the claim is that Donald Trump
went into... But he's only one man. He's not a miracle maker. He can only do so many things.
Well, but wait a minute. If you really are there to drain the swamp, then how is appointing people like Jeff Sessions to, you know, political seats, how is that draining the swamp?
Jeff Sessions has a stellar record. He is a God-fearing man, and he's a constitutionalist and a patriot at the core.
What a joke. He is an authoritarian. He's an authoritarian statist at the core, sir.
Why do you say that?
He's a drug warrior, number one.
Oh, because he wants to get rid of marijuana? Oh, come on. Marijuana doesn't do us any good as a people. I mean,
really?
It literally affects...
Have you ever heard any music?
Yes, look at the studies of it. It affects the...
Do you like music?
It affects the hippocampus of the brain.
I'll tell you what. You can take your Republic and shove it up your peace pipe as far as you're concerned. You know, like, I don't want somebody like you to be able to tell me how I have to live. I don't smoke marijuana, but this is disgusting. You defend Jeff Sessions? Elmer Fudd? I mean, for God's sakes, the man hasn't seen a government program he didn't love.
All right, I'll bring him back. You're good.
To be legal?
He's still talking. What?
Yeah. Should we allow heroin to be legal?
Yes, of course. Yes. If you want to talk about...
You should have it in vending machines that'll weed out the weak.
Do you know that all drugs, heroin
See,
included...
Lawless,
hold on.
That's a lawless, that's
do
a
you
lawless
know that,
country.
Do you know that all drugs, heroin included, are legal in Portugal? And Portugal actually...
For personal possession.
For personal possession and personal use. And Portugal actually saw what they had. They had an opioid problem. They saw it disappear when they made it legal because it made it... they stopped spending any money on that enforcement and started spending it as an actual health issue. And they have seen they had an opioid crisis. They've seen it disappear. It's the lowest in all of Europe.
Addiction dropped dramatically.
Let me ask you
quickly.
This. Okay,
hold on.
So
are you acknowledging that is true or not?
Are you acknowledging that
okay,
or not?
I'll acknowledge those
okay,
facts,
great.
And that's okay, but I don't condone it as a moral citizen.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you condone politicians being able to do whatever they want?
No.
And then you and I having to follow laws, because that just makes us an ant farm.
We all have to follow the same
they
laws.
They don't follow laws. I've got news for you. I mean, when Charlie Rangel doesn't do his taxes, he gets censured by the House. This is the lawmaking body of the country,
okay.
And they don't do anything
but
about
that's
it.
What draining the swamp is trying to get rid of those
it's not
going to
happen, you rube. You're not that gullible.
No,
you're smarter
than
this.
I worked in government for almost over 10 years.
So you should know.
At a state level and a municipal level. I know for a fact that, yes, there are corrupt politicians at every level. And that is.
How about the presidency? Is there a corrupt politician in the presidency?
Well, I'm going to say right now, President Donald Trump has never given himself over to any of the secret cabals.
He's a true believer.
He's not an Illuminati. He's not a Freemason.
No, of course.
Well, now we're talking about Illuminati.
He's just a self-made billionaire
he's
who's completely avoided the Illuminati.
He's not been initiated into the dark arts. That's why God is using him.
God is using him. Yeah, he is.
You are
true believer.
Are you for real?
Are
you for real? Come on.
No, I'm serious. That's how,
this
how
is a great troll. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you for the call tonight, Keith. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If God cared about you, he'd take Washington, D.C., break it off, and float it down the Potomac out into the Atlantic.
So Donald Trump is an agent of God. He's on a God-given mission to drain the swamp
of the Illuminati.
Right. And then he's going to implement Jeff Sessions, who is also the left hand of God.
God-fearing man.
God hates marijuana because it's the devil's weed, clearly.
Something.
Right? Because God didn't make marijuana or anything like that. That was put here by the devil. Is that, I mean, maybe I shouldn't have hung up on it, because I've always wanted to know where this, irrational hatred for a plant that has flowers on it comes from. Let's continue here with Patrick. He's on the line in Alabama listening to WAVH in Mobile. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, good evening. I'd like to thank Keith for making this an extremely easy call to follow on.
All right.
Nice. Very nice.
I'd just
like to say, I think the Gallup poll may be a little bit skewed in their phrasing, I guess.
Okay.
I think American pride goes a little bit further than wearing a bikini on the 4th of July or having a big old flag in the back of your pickup.
Thank God, because I look awful in mine. Every year I get a little fatter.
Yeah, and the hairs stick out a little more, I guess, dude. But my grandfather was a major in World War II, and I was taught as a young fellow to respect the flag. I was taught to take my hat off when the national anthem was playing. I've been to the World War II Museum.
Were you taught to put your hand over your heart for the national anthem when you were young?
Because
I swear this is something that changed from the time that I was a kid.
The Pledge of Allegiance, yes.
Right, I was told to put my, of course, you put your hand over your heart for the pledge, but now, I looked it up in U.S. Code, they changed it on me sometime in the late 90s, and now you're supposed to put your hand over your heart for the national anthem,
really?
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was well out of school at that point.
I know.
Huh. Yeah.
I mean, I always saw people, go ahead.
I think pride goes a little bit deeper than who we elected, who we decide to agree with, who we decide to disagree with, whether weed is the devil's tool, as Keith so eloquently stated. It goes a little deeper than that. If they would ask if you had pride in your country, in such a way that, I would always respect him. When a plane touches down with a dead soldier with a flag over the casket, who doesn't feel anything? So,
I feel sorry for the poor bastard who lost his life for some politician. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here for no purpose whatsoever besides the aggrandizement of the state's
he got a paycheck.
Rulers.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. We have enough time for you if you get on the line now. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a way for you to get behind the show. Now, you've heard about other talk shows, and they've got their, you know, website subscriptions.
Mickey Mouse clubs.
But most of those things, you're paying to get access to basically their website. We give you everything for free. So you get the archives, you get the video, you get everything on our site. It's all completely free. The chat rooms, I mean, all the stuff that we offer you, we give it to you up front. And so we say, hey, if you like the show and you appreciate the fact that we're on the air 7 nights a week on 190 radio stations now across the country, you know, different times throughout the week, but 190 stations carry us. And we've, of course, got our internet listeners and our podcast and, you know, live streaming and all these different ways, satellite channels that we're on to contribute to spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and freedom. If you want us to do that further, if you want us to hit 200 stations, which we're on the way, we can get there this year. If you want us to get to 300 stations, 400, it's possible, but it does take some effort. It does take some marketing, and it does take a little bit of money. But we're only asking for $5 a month from you, and then if other people do $5 a month, it adds up, and we can do something like advertise on the internet. We want to do Penn Jillette's show. We want to get Free Talk Live advertising on Penn's show because he's got like 400,000 internet listeners, and we've got like maybe 4,000 or something.
That's 4,000 about per show, yeah, as far as the download goes.
He's got about 400,000 per show.
We've had more than 16 million downloads of our podcast over time.
I bet he gets that in a matter of a few shows.
Right. Yeah, he's got a bigger name.
But it costs a lot of money to do that, and honestly, we can't afford it yet. So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to get behind what we're doing here. That's the best way to do it. And you'll get some perks. You know, you'll get some special bonuses like access to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC to get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Vernon is on the line in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, whenever I hear American Pride, the only thing that comes to my mind is supporters of LGBTQ causes. That's strictly all I think of whenever I think of American Pride.
All right.
Can I bring up? I want to switch gears a little bit. A few days ago, y'all had a caller call about justifying if he sees blue lights, if it's okay to take violence out on a cop. Can I comment on that real quick?
You're here. Go ahead.
All right. So you all tried to get into this theoretical debate about if it was right or wrong. I think Ian kept pressing him for a yes or no answer, but he would not actually give a yes or no answer. He kept kind of dodging the question. Is that a fair assessment, Ian?
Well, we certainly took a stance that not acceptable, right?
If there were any crazy people listening, I just wanted to make sure that it was known that if you do choose to commit violence against a cop, even if you feel that it's justified, you're probably going to be spending the rest of your life in jail.
If you have a life,
It seemed to keep going around in circles, and it was a very intelligent conversation, but I think there may not be a lot, there may not be people at that intelligence level that might be listening that might take those ideas and go run with them or something. So I just wanted to throw that out there that the answer, in my opinion, was heck no. I do not want to spend the rest of my life in jail, even though I might feel justified to do violence against a cop.
Yeah, so it was the Indiana Supreme Court that ruled that if a police officer was breaking the law, and then you could use deadly force against them.
Not a very smart move if you can avoid it.
Right. I mean, the chances are whatever their story is going to be believed.
And you're not going to be there to tell your story. Well,
there's a good chance of that.
At that point. Just in general, even though I believe in the right to self-defense, I believe that we're also, trying to persuade people here. Mm-hmm. And so using violence, even if it may be morally justified against police as aggressors or whatever, I don't disagree with that viewpoint. I just disagree that it's an effective viewpoint. I disagree that it's a viewpoint that's going to move forward any kind of valuable conversation or move forward the ideas of liberty, because when people use...
But he was justifying just because you see the blue lights, just because you were pulled over, just because they were actually exercising that power that they have, that you can then use deadly force against them because you feel that the state is controlling you and that kind of stuff. That's crazy.
You can do it, but you're going to be either dead or severely injured or spend the rest of your life in jail. So it's
set back the liberty movement as well, because if it then comes out that so-and-so was a libertarian and he listened to the Free Talk Live program and, or whatever, and so-and-so was a libertarian, and then it looks bad for everybody, you're dead, so, it didn't do you any good, and then the rest of us have to clean up the mess of trying to regain some level of, not looking like psychopaths in front of other people, because whether we like it or not, people will group us together, right? So if somebody is a psychopath who's also a libertarian, then all of a sudden all libertarians become like that in some people's minds. Whether we agree with people in their minds, grouping people together or not, doesn't matter. They do it, and so it's a problem.
It's very human.
Yeah. So, hey, Vernon, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So violence is not the solution to the violence of the state. Ultimately, from a moral perspective, you're also, even though you may be justified morally, you're also, to some extent, becoming your enemy. Mm-hmm. If they are using violence, if that is their tool, if you lower yourself to their level, and I'm not saying you're going as an aggressor, but if you're lowering yourself to their level, come up with something more creative. I mean, Mark, you've talked about the book from Erica Chenoweth, I believe, that looks at violent and nonviolent resistance movements and found that nonviolent resistance was more effective and became more effective over time.
Freed India.
So many different examples.
Civil rights movement.
Yeah. And those are the people you remember, right? Like, you remember the icons of those movements because they were well-spoken and also were able, in most cases, to continue to speak, unless, of course, the state stuff snuffed them out anyway. But these are memorable people, whereas your typical psychopath, you know, that goes and grabs a gun and ices some city councilors, or grabs a tank and runs it through, you know, the town hall or the police station or something like that. You may remember the incident, but how many people remember the name of the killdozer guy?
I don't remember his name now.
No. Well, and you know, even with armed struggles like in Ireland with the IRA, probably the most impactful part of that whole thing was not the armed struggle, but it was what was going on in the prisons for the people who were arrested, the hunger strikes, teaching each other Gaelic and recapturing their language. It was actually the peaceful aspects of it that actually ended up being more impactful in terms of winning the hearts and minds rather than the bombings and the shootings and all of that.
That's just going to terrify people.
Exactly.
Because who knows when you're going to get nearby a shooting or a bombing or something like that, or your baby's going to be there.
It's going to happen, right? Enough bombs get set off, somebody's going to blow up a baby.
John is in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, John. You're in Atlantic City. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Can you hear us? Hello? Oh, no. I don't know what happened there. John? John in New Jersey, going once.
Yeah, all right, guys, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, we got you.
Are we here still?
I don't know who you're talking to, John. I don't know if you're talking
me. Just go ahead and say whatever you're going to say, John. Go ahead.
All right, well, yeah, I just wanted to throw me off a little bit. But, I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. My opinions are actually kind of in the same direction. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't really understand what's going on. They have, like, brainwashed almost into the believing, you know, it's on the media, and they don't really do their own research. And, you know, it's true that, you know, the things that you say, like, with the drugs along the issue of that, like, you know, that's definitely a true thing that, you know, would help the country in a great way is to legalize for, you know, personal whatever possession and stuff like that, and the money could be used elsewhere. I think that the federal government actually has way, way, way too much power. And you're saying,
how do you feel about secession?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about secession? I agree with you. The federal government has too much power. How about secession as a solution to it all?
What solution? I'm very sorry.
So secession. Declaring independence from the United States. Leaving the United States.
A state leaving and becoming its own country.
I believe that it would be, I guess, a great idea if it would mean that there was not so much control from the government. I totally agree with you.
It is a great idea. And we're out of time, John. Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely something worth looking into. It's a concept whose time has come again, except this time it needs to be done peacefully, the whole secession concept. So we're out of time tonight. Check out Vin over at his website, vinarmani.com. He's got a great video show that you can watch. And there's a podcast version, I believe.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.